Northwest Arkansas continues to be a destination for musicians to come perform from around the country. Austin certainly sends its fair share of musicians to our area. And last weekend, Austinite Allie Holder performed in Fayetteville. While she was in town, she stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio to talk with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. She also performed a few songs, including this one titled Bruja.
The mountains of Mexico stand just a stone's throw away from here. Looking down this canyon, I can hear the Rio Grande and the whippoorwills. The hearts of 300 women cast in plaster, names written below, still among the missing. Families forever living with ghosts. Call out, I call out to raise the bones from the earth. I was a bruja in my last life, cursed to wander this desert for all of time. I foretold the coming of all the bloodshed and all the crime. I haunt these borderlands, not quite human, not quite beyond the veil. I am the smell of creosote. I am the dust dug underneath your nails. Call out, I call out to raise the bones from the earth. Call out, I call out to march on the men who've destroyed you. I exist not to revenge every hand who helped these women meet their end. I pick them off one by one. One man for each drop, 400 gallons of blood. I help the good ones pass, clothe them in that until they cross into Texas. My name is La Loba, and I raise my army of dead. Call out, I call out to raise the bones from the earth. Call out, I call out to march on the men who've destroyed you. Call out, I call out to raise the bones from the earth. Call out, I call out to march on the men who've destroyed you.
So a lot of your songs deal with sad issues or sad topics. Where do your songs come from, though?
That song in particular, I went to this art installation across the border of Presidio in Mexico. I call it OJ. I don't know how to say it in Spanish. Oganaha. I don't know how to say it. I'll refrain from that. But there was like 300 plaster hearts suspended from the ceiling, and they all had names underneath them and audio recordings underneath that. And so you just walk in, and it's this, like, place full of floating hearts with these women's voices. And they were all women, like 300 women who had gone missing via the cartel. And so it was, you know, it was a lot. It always stuck with me. I wanted to avenge them somehow. And in October, I was at this songwriting retreat kind of near the same place on the border in Presidio. And I just finally found the words 2 years later.
So a lot of your songs, like particularly on your last album that came out about a year ago, they seem very sparse. Why do you tend to do that? Why do you like the kind of more open sound?
I don't know. My first LP and then my first EP were both fully produced and They're great. I mean, that was super fun. I love all of those songs. But I just, didn't really have a lot of money, and I wanted to put something out. And I don't know, I'd been playing electric guitar, so I wanted to kind of represent that. And I don't know, I just wanted to do something, and I had a very small budget. So I just went out to a cabin with some friends, engineered it, and another friend played bass and cello on it. And they're all based off the Dark Tower series by Stephen King. I don't know, I just loved the idea of doing something, because I think half of my shows I have a full band, so you get that one sound. But in the other half of my shows, it's just me. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really have a representation of what I sound like by myself.
Is it difficult to switch between that full band sound and then the solo sets?
Not for me. I think sometimes in bookings get confused, and they expect a full band, and I show up as myself or vice versa. But no, I mean, I enjoy it. For me, it's like, I can play whatever I want when I play solo because I don't have to practice it with my band. But I love both equally.
Would you like to play another song?
I'd love to. Thank you.
What are you going to play?
I'm going to play a song called Bad Wife. I'm bound to be tortured. It's in my nature. My eyes, they tend to wander the lure of the razor. I'm just a bad wife, always causing a fight. I'm just a bad wife. I don't sleep well at night. I've never been tidy, I've never been clean. Wash the dishes, I do the laundry. I'm just a bad wife. It's always about me. I'm just a bad wife, struggling with my dependency. I live in a duality. I'm happily married and thankful to be. I live in a duality. 'Cause I'm in my head entertaining every other possibility. I've lost my identity. I'm prone to depression easily. I'm passive aggressive until I'm screaming. I'm just a bad wife when I take that tone. I'm just a bad wife, always wanting to be alone.
That was great.
Thanks.
So recently you went to Folk Alliance in Kansas City. What do you love about Folk Alliance?
I love the community in Folk Alliance. You just kind of have like your little family there. All your. I was actually telling one of my friends today on the phone on my 8-hour drive up here that it's kind of like church camp growing up. Like you have all your friends from like all across the country and I mean the world even, and you get to see them once a year. You probably get to see them more than that, but it's nice to be in a hotel full of people who all are doing the exact same thing. Makes you feel a little less like an outsider.
Right, right. Did you see anything incredible or anything different this year?
I got to see Anais Mitchell live, which was like, oh, she's so good. I just like wept through the whole thing. I don't know. This year I kind of just went and saw all my friends play that I don't normally get to see play. And they're all great. I didn't really hang out at too many of the official showcases just because I got caught up in wanting to see my friends.
I would imagine it gets hard to kind of pick and choose what you want to see with so much going on.
Yeah, I am like a nerd about it. I have like my program and I just take a highlighter and circle everything and underline things and make it happen.
So you've also been involved with House of Songs?
Yeah, I did that. I did the Austin House of Songs before Folk Alliance this year. I've done one-offs like a handful of times in Austin, but this was like my first camp to do.
So you did House of Songs, then you went to Folk Alliance.
I did.
And then you went on a tour.
Yeah, and I'll be done a few more days. I'm on day 11 right now. I'll be home on day 14.
So how has this tour through, I guess, the Midwest been?
It's been great. Knock on wood. Here's some wood to knock on. I've been eating like an insane amount of vitamin C, so I tend to get sick on tour. Folk Alliance especially, so just been trying to sleep and take vitamin C, so it's been good. Some tours, you know, hit or miss, and this one's all been good.
Well, it's incredible considering the amount of flu that's been going around, too.
I know. I also have, my husband and I got married last year at the courthouse, because he is from Australia, so we kind of had to get married quickly for immigration purposes.
Right.
So we're having a wedding also, like, next week. And then we're having South By the next week, so just nonstop fun.
So wedding, South By, what else are you looking forward to in 2018?
I can't even think past South By at this point. Hopefully I'll be touring a lot more. I'm going to try to start recording a new album by the end of the year, so next year I can kind of start. My goal is to have someone else put it out besides me.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So speaking of South By, just curious, from people who have never been to South By Southwest, what is your one recommendation?
Man, that's a hard one. I mean, when I started going when I was like 15, it was a very different thing. Now, I mean, I don't know, it's spread out over the whole city, so it's, I don't know. I mean, there's so many different genres and so many different scenes and so many different things going on. I don't know what the numbers are. I want to say like 100,000 people or something silly like that come to Austin for South By. So it turns it into a city that is very different than Austin usually is. I don't know. Usually if you can like hang out at one place, that's like they tend to book people in the same genre.
Right, right.
I'm trying to think. That's a hard question. I just play my shows and then go home. I can't handle it. It's too crowded.
Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Would you mind playing one more song to close us out?
Yeah. This song is called California.
Is it inspired by the state or a road trip?
It's kind of about when you turn a person into a state and write a song about them.
I like it. I like it so far.
I not this summer, but last summer I did a when I turned 30, I did a month long tour, my first solo tour, up the West Coast, California. Yeah. I did all of California. I've never been to Northern California.
It's beautiful. Beautiful.
It is. California was just so intense. Like the geography was so drastic, and
well, and the people are so drastic too.
The people are so drastic.
I mean, LA is not San Francisco. Not Sacramento.
No, and it was kind of shocking for me for whatever reason, and I kind of like had this, you know, like, oh, I want to fall in love with California, kind of like who the song's about, wanted to fall in love with a person too, but it's not always what you think it is.
I can relate to that.
Although it is still beautiful.
Yes.
Just different than you thought.
pushing low in a bruise to feel the pain again. Remind myself I am not a dead woman. Pushing on a bruise to feel how alive I've been. Pushing on a bruise. California, I'll never stay long enough for you to break my heart. The waves like your lover stacked up on the shore. Oh, California, I know you've heard it all before. But inside of me, a vastness was born. I am the wound, I am the healer. Chemistry may be fixed, but the ego isn't. I am the wounded healer. I am the California, yet they're all on your own. Part ocean, part forest, desert and stone. Oh, California, I know that I've sung it all before. That I will sing you a song until my tongue is torn. I see the future, I can taste it. How did I get here? Where can I place it? I see the future, I can taste it. I can taste. You're sinking into the sea. You don't need the extra weight of me. Oh, California, I believe you've carried heavier things before. Besides, I am broken, tangled and sworn.
That was Allie Holder performing inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF last week. She talked with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. You can find her music at allieholder.com.